We are going to discuss the Avelos of Shloshim Yom, and we will begin with the Lashon HaRambam in Perek Vav Halach Aleph, and our goal is to do Simanim Shin Pei Tes through Shin Sadi Beis. These Simanim will have all halachos, a lot of the halachos of Shloshim, some of which begin also in Shiva. Almost all of them begin with Shiva as well, but what's unique to them is unlike the other halachos that we've spoken up until now that end with Shiva, for example, Tashmish Amita and sitting on the ground, etc., etc., these are Shloshim. Zok Deili Rambam Perek Vav Halach Alf Midivrei Soifrim. It's a Din D'Rabbanan. Remember, the Rambam holds that Avelus Yom Rishon might be D'Oraisa. However, here, Shloshim is not, there's no Tzad that it's D'Oraisa. In terms of the Nihuge Avelos, incidentally, I'm not going to read this now, the Rambam does have a halacha that all Shloshim Yom and Avel is not supposed to bring his carpet in the Beis HaMikdash. So there is some type of status of Shloshim Yom that the Ravid is going to make reference to shortly, but for the Rambam, the Kiyumim of Shloshim Yom is the Rabbanan, and he writes the following, Shoye Avel Noog B'miktsas Divrei Avelos Kol Shloshim Yom. Some of the Avelos continues 30 days. From the Rambam is mashma that it's a hemshech, it's a continuation. In other words, it's not the pshat that there is Shiva and then there's a nuchalois of shloshim, but rather it continues on for 30 days. Uminayin samchul chacham l'shloshim yom, shenemar uvachsa asaviyah v'asimah yerach yomim, michlal she'evel mitztar kol shloshim yom, by the parshas yifas toah. What are those things that are aser? Ve'elu dvarim, says the Rambam Perek in Halacha Beis, she'avel aser ben kol shloshim aser b'tisporas. He's not allowed to do cutting of his hair. Giyutz, which we're going to see, is translated halacha lemaisa for many as laundering. Ubinisuin, and for him to get married. Ubisimchas mireyus, and to participate in simchas mireyus. Velelech bischora mimedina lemedina, and to go bischora from one Medina to the next. Hakol chamisha dvarim. The Nos HaKelim discussed that the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos has one more, that the halacha is that the kera of the beged that we have the mitzvah of kriya on is not supposed to be fixed for 30 days. And Rav Miller Shlita explained that the answer why the Rambam doesn't mention that is we've pointed out that kriya l'chud v'avelos l'chud, and kriya is a kiyum in the cheftza when it comes to the kriya of the beged karua, staying beged karua. And the Rambam here is talking about the nihugim of the gavra, and that's why even though in the Pirush Mishnayos he has six, over here the Rambam writes five. The Ravid comments on the Rambam, and the Ravid says, Amar Avram, b'gemara l'mitzvah rosheichem al tifro. He says, no. It was said to Aaron HaKohen, rosheichem al tifro, v'asya pera pera minazir. These are all gemaras in the third perek that we learn out from the nazir that he's supposed to grow his hair. The stam nazirus is shloshim yom, and there it says pera. So the gemara tells us that we say that the halacha applies all 30 days, on Chaf Beis, on the Beis, and the Ravid argues that really it should be a Din D'Oraisa. If today we were doing an Iyun Gemara Shir, on Chaf Beis, on the Beis, we would analyze what the Machlokas between the Rambam and Ravid is, but for our purposes, my love for Iyun, I would say unfortunately, but fortunately we'll learn Halacha L'maisa. We won't focus on what the Nekudas HaMachlokas is. This is the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid.
What did Ravid say? Just all,
the Ravid says that
all Shloshim is D'Oraisa?
So that's a nice Ha'ara. In other words, the Ravid's comment is on...
Just Perek.
You see, Rabbi Yonatan's not going to let me just go with that. No, the Ravid is going on Midivrei Sof from She'aveil's Kol Shloshim. From the Ravid is Mashma that all Shloshim would be some level of Kiyum. Because he's commenting on the Rambam's words. All halachas are shloshim, which is a good point that you're saying that the makar is only in regards to cutting one's hair. Einachanami yesh la'ayin in the shitas arayvid, but we're going to leave with that. Yeah, what's that?
He's still on the status of Avelus. That's why he has 30 days of mm-hmm.
No, especially the way we said in Lamdus that the shloshim is an extension of these nihugi Avelus. Okay. So, in regards to Isur, Kibbutz, and Giyutz, the sugya of Kibbutz with Giyutz is not an easy sugya at all. In fact, if you really do it well, it will take you in many places in Shas. There's a beautiful Tosas on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph that discusses many details in terms of how to read many Gemaras. What we will suffice with is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and starting off with the tour in Shin Pei Tes. The Torah writes the following: Aval also lich chabes ksuso kol shiva yamim, afilu b'mayim levad, ula'achar shiva mutter. So the halacha really maker to Dina is that kibbutz is aser for seven days. Particularly, that is what is aser, and it will be aser as well to be koves even in water itself. Just simply water would also be aser. However, immediately the Torah points out that this is why we call it a halacha in Shloshim, or one of the two reasons we call it a halacha in Shloshim. Riva aser kol Shloshim. The Riva prohibited for 30 days. So there is a machlokis rishonim how to read many Gemaras. The Gemara seems to say that the iser of kibbutz is only 7 days. It's one of the regular nihula yavelos. Gemara gives us a makar for that in on daf tesvav amid aleph, and it would seem that it would be one of the regular nihuga avelos. However, the Riva argues that when the Gemara was talking about kibbutz, the Gemara was actually talking about only the case of kibbutz, but gihutz, there's also room to aser for all shloshim. And therefore, the Riva comes out and says that most of our laundering today would also be aser. Let's take a look and see that in the Shulchan Aruch, the way the Shulchan Aruch presents it. In Shin Pei Tes, says the Mechaber, Aval aser lechabes ksuso kol shivas yom, afil mayim ulvad, ulachar shiva mutter, ugeshem sha'aser lechabes kach aser lilbosh hamechubasim kodim lekein. And the Rama adds, va'achar shiva shari, va'olam nagu bo iser. And the world says that this is going to be aser. Why? Why is it going to be aser? Because we have another halacha. The halacha in Sif Hey is the following. In Sif Hey, we're going to have, if you will, two dinim. One din is the halacha of kibbutz according to the Gemara. That's an iser of Shiva. And then there's going to be another halacha that it's prohibited to wear for 30 days a beged miguhatz. And it could very well be that it's prohibited all 30 days to engage in the process of gihutz. And that is how it seems the Riva understands. And the Mechaber in Seif Hei Paskins, Kol Shloshim Yom, Aser Lilbosh Begin Miguhatz. It's prohibited to wear a Begin Miguhatz for 30 days. And the Riva understands that the Iser of Kibbutz is also included in this Iser of Giyutz of Shloshim. So when the Gemara on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph says that Aval is Aser B'Giyutz Ko Shloshim, the Riva reads that Giyutz will also apply to today's Kibbutz as well, and he rereads other Gemaras that don't seem to follow in that position. So what we have is the following. This to be absolutely as clear as possible, we're not able to go through the whole Tosas, but to be as absolutely clear as possible, is we have the following. Mi'ikr d'dina, there is an Isser of Kibbutz of Shiva, and there's some Isser of Gihutz of 30 days. The Riva extends that Gihutz and says that Gihutz, which is Asr for 30 days, is really what we do today in our Kibbutz. And therefore, according to the Riva, kibbutz is going to be aser all shloshim yom. Okay? Now, within this discussion of what is the definition of kibbutz and giyutz, by the way, just let's go with non-halachic translations, but general translations. Kibbutz would be what we would call general laundering, what I would call house laundering, and giyutz would be some type of dry cleaning. Correct? That would be the non-halachic definition of those two. So comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara seems to point out that there are really two components within this Iser of Kibbutz and Gihutz. One is what we discussed between the Riva and the majority of the Rishonim, which is a machlokis between the Mechaber and the Rama. Today, could we launder within 30 days or not? The Mechaber says yes. the Rama is koshish for the Riva, as we read, no. Then there's another halacha outside of our laundering, and that is wearing a beged that is meguatz, wearing a beged that is mechubas. So there are two isurim over here, one in the maisa, and the other in wearing a beged. Now we haven't defined which begadim we're talking about, what kibbutz and what gihutz means, but it needs to be clear to the Talmidim HaYikarim that there's a lot of things that are jumping around here. One is the machlokis between the Riva and the other Rishonim. The other is, outside of that machlokis, there's, if you will, two isurim that are at play. One is the isur of wearing, and the other is the isur of doing the action of kibbutz and gihutz. If you take a look, this is spelled out most clearly. See, this is one of the examples where the Shulchan Aruch doesn't start with the conceptual. Even the Torah and the Beis Yosef don't start with the conceptual. One needs good rabbeim to, when I say good rabbeim, I mean our rabbeim that taught us, to be able to put this in the appropriate framework. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach bring this out, if you skip ahead, in Siv Dalet. Zok Tehelik and Mechaber in Siv Dalet. Aser toch shiva lechabes ulahaniach, bein al yidei atzmo, bein al yidei acherim. So shiva, it's aser to be koves, whether you're going to wear it or not. Everybody notice the lashon of the mechaber? Lechabes ulahaniach. In other words, that during shiva what we have is an iser of kibbutz irrespective of whether he wears it or not. Zok de Helegeshach, Sivkotan Zayin, Hatam Mishum de Osir Basias Malacha. So there's one din, which is the Isser of Asiyas Malacha. There you have the Isser of Kibbutz is the Isser of Asiyas Malacha. That is one category that we have. Now, based on that category, whether a person wears it or whether a person doesn't, within Shiva, that is going to be aser. Therefore, we have another halacha in Siv Beis, which the Beis Hillel comes along and says, don't misunderstand that halacha based on our understanding of Siv Dalet. And that is the Mechaber writes, Mutar lechabes bigdei ktanim shemei saviyam. That the halacha is that you're allowed to do kibbutz on the begadim of ktanim, of children, that their father passed away. So, why is kibbutz over there mutter? So the reason why kibbutz is mutter is because there's no avelus for the ketanim, and therefore there's no problem to do kibbutz on it. In other words, the ketanim are going to be allowed to wear it, and there's no problem to be mechabes it. Remember, we said that there are two halachas of kibbutz. One halacha is the act of doing the kibbutz, and then the other is wearing of the beged hamechubas. So there comes along the mechaber and says, there's no problem, and the way most of the nosekeinim understand, because that's repeating the theme that we've already discussed previously, and that is, ein avelus bekatan. The Beis Hillel makes a nice point, where the Beis Hillel points out, but this heter would not apply to, let's say, God forbid, it was a case in which a father passed away. So is the wife who sits shiva for her husband, is she allowed to launder her children's begadim? The answer is no, because even though there's a heter for the children to wear the beged mechubas, but we saw in Siv Dalet from the Shach that there's a separate iser asiyas malacha, and that would apply for the mother as well. So that's what the Beis Hillel explains over there. Ah, continues the mechaber, Siv Zayin, achar, Shiva muter legayitz bein laatzmo bein lacherim v'lo amru shloshim yom legiyutz elo lilvosh. But when it comes to shloshim, so there the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, ko shloshim yom, all 30 days you have an iser of a beged meguatz. So there the iser is to wear a beged meguatz. There for shloshim, there's an iser to wear a beged meguatz. So now, what emerges is everybody has shloshim when it comes to the iser of laundering, but we have a fundamental machlokis rishonim whether that applies to only the issue of wearing a beged meguatz. That's what the mechaber says, and that's what the mechaber in Sif Aleph entirely ignores, the shita of the Riva, who prohibits one from doing the action of kibbutz agius. But everybody agrees that in Shloshim there is an Isser. What's the machlokis? The machlokis is whether it's the iser of wearing a beged meguatz or that there's a minhag from the riva to extend the iser malacha, if you will, of kibbutz and giyutz. Now, when I say that iser malacha, nevertheless, there are many limitations to that iser. Comes along the Prisha, and the Prisha in Sivkatan Aleph, I put this on the outline, and here the outline, particularly for this sugya, would be quite helpful. The Prisha in Sivkatan Aleph points out that even according to the Riva, who says that there's an Isra of Kibbutz, that's only an Isra of Kibbutz and Levisha. However, if he's going to be just simply do Kvisa, and he's not going to wear, then in such a case it's mutter. Why? Because it's a davar pashut that there is no iser malacha toch shloshim. The minug of the riva was to extend that not only is there a problem of giyutz velovesh toch shloshim, but there's also a problem of kibbutz velovesh toch shloshim as well. So that's what the Prisha says in Sif Katan Aleph. Hayotze midvarenu. Let's go for a full summary. There are two halachos, and now I'll say it the way we have it on the outline. There are two halachos in regards to the issue of kibbutz and giyutz. One is the maisa kibbutz, the maisa giyutz, and the other is the iser levisha. The iser kibbutz is aser lekulei alma during shiva, and the shach explains that that's going to be aser mitam halacha. Certainly, if kibbutz is going to be aser, giyutz would be aser as well. And therefore, as we point out in the outline, after within Shiva, kibbutz will be aser even if it's lahaniach. That's why parents can do it for the children as well. In regards to the iser levisha, so here we have, as you see in the outline, two categories. Number one is Medina de Gemara. Medina de Gemara, the halacha is that you're not allowed to wear a new beged mechubas or a new beged meguatz for shloshim. In other words, a new beged mechubas toch shiva and a new beged meguatz toch shloshim. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and that's how we paskin, as we read in Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hey. That's one Iser Levisha, and that's Lekulei Alma. To wear a Beged Mechubas Toch Shiva, as well as to wear a Beged Meguatz Toch Shloshim. And then we have a Chumrah, the Chumrah of Ashkenazim. Then we have the Shita of the Bali Tosus with the Riva that the Ramah brings in Sif Aleph. This really should be in the end. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's all the way in the beginning. But really, in teaching the Sugya, it's best to start with the Iser Kvisa, the Iser of wearing, of being Lovesh, and then we have a Chumrah on top. Again, in Lomdus, we would need some time to develop exactly where the Riva is coming from, but the second category is that the Riva prohibited the following. The Riva prohibited Lichbos Vilovosh Kol Shloshim. Lichbos Vilovosh is Aser. So that is the whole structure of the Yisr of Kibbutz. Now we're ready once again to read the words in the Mechaber in Sif Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Avol Asa Lechavis Ksusa Kol Shiva Yomim Afilu Maim Levad Ulachar Shiva Mutter Ukishem Sheasa Lechavis Kach Aser Lilvosh Begodim Hamechubasim Kodim Lekein. So you're not allowed to do the Maisa Kibbutz as well as wear a begad mechubas. Va'achar shiva, shari. Va'olam noegi bo iser. And the olam is noeg iser. Comes along the shach, and the shach comments that even though we say that according to the riva, lichbos v'lilvosh is also aser toch shloshim, nevertheless, that only applies to laundering with detergent. However, if one would not launder with detergent, so then in such a case, even though we learn that toch shiva is aser b'mayim, according to the Riva, he argues that b'mayim would be mutter toch shoshim. That's what the Shach comments in Sifkatan Beis, and the Ramah concludes v'aminig ikur v'chein agim medinos elu la'achar shiva. So we're machmir, we Ashkenazim are machmir, Sfardim, there's no reason to be machmir, but for Ashkenazim we're machmir toch shloshim, not to be choves v'lovesh. However, the Ramah gives us, right off the bat, one of the important heterim. As you see in the outline, we summarize the heterim that are important to know in regards to the Isser of Kibbutz, Toch Shloshim, as well as some which apply to Shiva as well, in the following way. The Ramah says, Vim lov sho adam acher, rak sho achaz dai bekach. So heter number one is if somebody else wears that beged. If somebody else wears that beged, sho achas, by the way, the Lashon sho achas comes from the Beis Yosef as well. Mi'ikar d'dina, it's not the way we used to do it in camp, right? That before the 9 days to put on for a second, really that would not be appropriate. Really it should be done sho achas. It doesn't have to be Hilchasa Kamekel Ba'avel. Doesn't have to be, you know, Shir Chazanish of a Shah. But at the end of the day, it should be for an extended period of time and not just a Shah. Similarly, the Ber Hagola has the same heter in a slightly different context. If you take a look at the Ber Hagola all the way at the end of the Simen, at the end of Tezayin, he says, V'kosel HaKolbo B'Shem Ram, it's a by a small circle. You have it all the way at the end of the simen. B'makom sh'asa luvosh chadashim, where it's aser to wear new clothes. In other words, a begim meguatz is aser, and a chadash is aser. If you take a look, that's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Begim meguatz v'ushay lavan v'chadash. According to the Mechaber, Mi'ikar d'dina, the psak of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, it's Deos in the Gemara, but we follow the opinion that Mi'ikar d'dina during Shloshim, the only thing that's usher is a beg and meguetz, that's white and new. So how do you undo new? Certainly for Ashkenazim, to wear a new beged will be extremely problematic, even if it wasn't white, because we paskin that every kibbutz is usher. Certainly a new beged would apply. So here the Ber Hagola has a different shiur. B'makom sh'asa l'bosh chadashim imeniach la'acher l'lovshan shtayim o'gimel yamim mutar. So the Ber Hagola concludes that if you need it, and it's a beged chadash, so then if somebody wears it 2 or 3 days, the difference between the two is the following. Something that has come back from the dry cleaning, so then after an hour, you no longer consider it fresh from the dry cleaning of somebody wore it. For it to be if it's a brand new beged, so then the assumption is that he needs to wear it 2 or 3 days. So all of this falls into the category of the same heter. The heter being the heter of lavush acher. If somebody else wears it, then in such a case it's mutter. And there are two categories within lavush acher. One is in a case of where it's mechubas or meguhatz, then sha'a. And if it's a beged chadash, then it's 2 or 3 days. Category number two that we have, you could be medayik it from the Peschei Tshuva in Sifkatan Beis, but it's not mefurish, it's mefurish in the Aruch HaShulchan in Sifkatan Vav, is undergarments. Big day zeha. So when it comes to all undergarments, undershirts, underwear, etc., etc., this halacha does not apply. Kibbutz and giyutz does not apply. I'm not aware of anybody that's even machmer that has to be done dafke b'mayim. It would seem to me that it would be mutter even with regular detergent, etc., etc. It doesn't qualify as A, an iser melacha, B, as iser levisha. Could very well be that it would be an iser melacha if the person didn't wear it toch shiva. In other words, what would be mutter is only for them to do the laundry that's necessary for toch shiva. Yeah.
These are all intended for after shiva.
No.
Is it you both are?
Right, so beged zeya for sure is even toch shiva. However, the first heter of lav sho adam acher is an excellent question, because the language of the Ramah is v'im lav sho adam acher rak sho achas dai bekach. The Ramah was going off of the chumrah of the riva. So Rabbi Yisrael is making a good ha'ara, and that is that you could very well read that both the Ramah and the Ber Hagola is only talking about Shloshim and not Shiva when you have the heter of Lovush al Yidei Acher. I could hear someone being mefalkel within that, but I think that is my understanding as well. And the Raya that I have is the Lashon on the outline. On the outline I had an Oz Gimel, take a look in the outline, so there I said it the way Rabbi Swell wants to say, B'Yisr Shloshim, Mishu Acher Lovesh, Elus Dafkin Shloshim, that's how I wrote it as well. Yesh La'ayin, if anybody sees any other Shita, I'd be Mekabel, but think L'chatchila, there's a lot of room to argue that is Toch Shloshim. Heter number three, is in the Pischei Tshuva. This is a very, very, very important heter. Pischei Tshuva says, let's take a look at the whole Pischei Tshuva, Sifkat and Beis. Ayin b'tshuvas lach meitodah, she'ela dahodah lo etira ela l'chach ha-shiva, hayudavka b'machlif l'ta'anug. When we talk about that there's an iser to wear, so then in such a case, that's only talking about that when you're changing l'tainug. So, you're laundering and you're wearing during shloshim l'tainug. But if he's changing because of a tzarech, kagon shach aluk miluchlach, o mishum urvuvia, shari afilu bechol toch shiva. Here, it's the piskachu is mafurish that we're even talking about toch shiva. So let's say there's no requirement for an avel to wear a shirt with a stain on it. There's no requirement to wear a shirt with a stain. He would be allowed to be machlif and to put on a new beged. So any time there's a real tzorich, then in such a case, it's mutter. Again, you draw the line of machlif l'tzorich. So I think nowadays, if a person has a beged, once upon a time, I would imagine people were less sensitive to body odor. So then just the shirt smelled a little, that wouldn't be a reason to change. But nowadays, I think we are. And therefore, the halacha would be that machlif letzorech would qualify, even if it isn't the shirt isn't stained. But even if the shirt smells a little, then in such a case it would be permissible. However, I don't think that machlif letzorech means to change a shirt every day, unless we get involved in istanis v'chule. And here, the Pischei Tshuva stels tzu our whole deal with rechitza as well, and he says just like the halacha by rechitza. Is that it's makel, that we're makel if it's not tainug. His lashon is quite clear. The ain aser ala tainug. So then, in such a case, he says the same would apply. So for somebody who feels like it's a real tzarach, he can't wear a shirt 2 days in a row. So whether that qualifies with tzarach, I'm not convinced. However, if it's clear that he's not doing it le tainug, so then in such a case, the halach is that's mutter. Obviously, some of these things are cultural. Okay, that is heter number three.
Has to remember to do kriya if he's in Egyptian.
What's that?
Has to remember to be correct.
Nachon, Rav Yaakov points out well, that in such a case, then, if it's aviv imo, so then he has to wear a beged karua. He has to make sure he's wearing a beged karua. For shar aveilim, it's very, very interesting. The minug is to continue wearing a beged karua, even though we saw Mikra Dedina, he doesn't have to wear a beged karua, he just has to tear once. But I think the minug is to continue wearing a beged karua. Finally, unfortunately, the Mar Makom is incorrect from the Badei HaShulchan on your page, but it's in the Shach as well, in Sifkat and Beis. And we made reference to it. The last heter is that during Shloshim, it's Mutar B'toch Mayim, and then Pischei Tshuva, it would seem, from the Pischei Tshuva, it would be mutter to even take out a kesem as well. If the only way to remove the stain, he doesn't have another shirt, the only way is to wash it, so then even with laundry detergent, it would be permissible as well, because that would all qualify as a letzorech. So therefore, bottom line is that during Shiva, detergent is generally usher, unless it's letzorech, and mayim as well as aser, unless it's letzarech, and shloshim, what's aser is going to be only detergent unless it's letzarech, and mayim, even if it doesn't qualify as a full letzarech, is going to be mutter. Therefore, it could be that someone who has a suffix of whether he's allowed to change or not, so he's definitely be allowed to wash the shirt out, the mayim, b'shloshim, and that for sure would be a solution, because that's most definitely mutter toch. Shloshim. Okay, that Be'ezras Hashem is the halachos of kibbutz and gihutz. Okay, I think we covered. Oh, one more thing I want to point out to you. This is a famous line from many of the Rishonim based on the Gemara in Yevamos. Is the last line of the Mechaber that you should keep in mind in terms of halacha lemaisa. Yesh misha omer de'idina leka iser gihutz. So I want you to have this in your pocket as a kula. And that is, we mentioned the chumrah of the riva, that the riva is machmir, and he's choshesh that every kibbutz we have to be machmir, even toch shloshim. Really, if you read the Gemara, Mi'ikur d'dina, if it's anything that's changed, it's in the opposite direction according to the Gemara. And the Gemara says that we don't have gihuts like they used to. Now, I haven't wrapped my mind entirely around this. This is a complicated sugya. In general, we assume that our laundering and cleaning processes are so much better than they once were. But the Gemara already says that the gihuts shelahem, this comes up in Tainus as well, and comes up in the Halacha, so 3 weeks and 9 days, the giyutz of once upon a time is doesn't exist anymore. In other words, once upon a time, the, what's that called? The place where they do the...
Laundromat?
Not the laundromat. The dry cleaning. The dry cleaning doesn't do a good of a job as the dry cleaning used to do. So therefore, the Mechaber says, and this is a Gemara in Yevamis, and in Tainus, and that is that at the end of the day, our giyutz doesn't even qualify as giyutz in the time of the Gemara. So therefore, the whole halacha of shloshim on the Gemara Chav Gimel Amud Aleph that says, Tan Rabban, Avela shloshim yom, for a beged meguatz, of wearing a beged meguatz, or doing giyutz and wearing a beged during that shloshim yom, this Yesh Mishomer says it doesn't apply. So I want you to have this in your back pocket, even though we don't paskin like this Yesh Mishomer. It's brought down at the end. As Yesh Mishomer, we don't hold that it's mutter to send a beged to the dry cleaning and wear it during shloshim. However, b'makom tzarech gadol, one should be aware that it could very well be that that the whole process of dry cleaning today doesn't fall into a category of giyutz. So b'makom tzarech, of course, according to Riva, almost everything is aser. But according to b'makom tzarech gadol, one should have this yesh mishomer in the pocket, and it's not such a shvach yesh mishomer. It's a simple reading of Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi throughout Bavli and Yerushalmi. That's the pashtos. So at the end of the day, you should be aware of this heter. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Thank you for stopping me. So the Mechaber writes in Siv Gimel, "Asa lubach tol shivach kelim chadashim tzvum v'yishanim yotzim tachas hamichbash hagad yeshamim de asa lubach bigdei Shabbos toch dalit shvus harishanim ala achak kach muter afilu al aviv imo v'chein lasos begadim chadashim aval nagu." Iser kol Yud Beis Chodesh. As far as I know, we do follow both of these minhagim of the Rama. Wait a sec. Let's start with the second one. The second one we follow, and the first one of Asa Lilbosh Big Day Shabbos, so I don't think that we follow that. I think that we assume that that it's...
So during Shiva you can wear a new Shabbos shirt?
Oh, so during Shiva,
I mean wonder.
So during Shiva, it depends if it will be Avelis Befar Hesia. If it will be obvious that it's Avelis Befar Hesia, so then in such a case, then no. In other words, something that's a really nice starch shirt and so on and so forth.
But Shabbos is Mutter Avelis Befar
Hesia.
What's that? But Shabbos is Mutter Avelis Befar Hesia. No, I'm sorry. Avelis Befar Hesia is also Shabbos. So
right. I phrased it incorrectly. If the beged was clearly a beged that looks like a weekday shirt, so then in such a case, most definitely you can. However, when it comes to the shirt that could pass as a Shabbos shirt, he has two shirts. He has one shirt that's back from the dry cleaning, and he has another shirt that could pass as a Shabbos shirt. Linnea's daiti, he should wear the one that would pass as a Shabbos shirt. Toch shiva. Now during shloshim, the minig is as far as I know, as far, on Shabbos is to be mekel. That's what
Where
comes up.
What's that? Where is this
It's based on it's presumably it's within the halacha of shloshim. Now generally you have shloshim that.
But the first week can count what? Half a week in Kalanzar.
No, so that's what he means. He's counting the first week plus the four others. That's what I think. So bottom line, I think the halacha is that anything that would qualify, and that's what I meant by Avelis Befar Hesia, anything that would qualify as Avelis Befar Hesia, he's not wearing his regular, normal Shabbos suit, one should wear, and therefore, one does not wear Big Day Chol on Shabbos. However, if he has two suits to choose, one that was worn previously or the other that came back from the dry cleaning, when his daiti, he should wear the suit that didn't come back from the dry cleaning. Okay. Simin Shin Tzavi. Isser of Giluach. So, as we mentioned from the Ravid that we started off with, we saw that there is a requirement for the Avel not to cut his hair for 30 days. And, of course, we're going to see shortly that Avev Imo, we have a separate shear of Ad Sheyigaru Bo Chavera. Now, before we discuss the details, let's talk about the Hagdoras HaIsser. What exactly is the nature of the Isser? And what I'm referring to is the following. We see right off the bat in Shin Sadi Sif Aleph that the Isser is going to apply specifically for those things that don't qualify as a Tzorech HaAdam. In other words, the Isser is for the Aval to make himself look nice. However, if it's something that's part of the Tzorech of the daily life, the Tzorech Adam, I mean, Tzorech Yomi, so then in such a case, it could very well be that that was never part of the Isser Giluach at all. Notice, as we saw from the Ravid, the Isser was that an Avel is supposed to let his hair grow. He's supposed to let his hair grow. He's supposed to be a little bit parua. However, that parua, or a lot parua, but at the end of the day, that's not going to affect his daily life. And therefore, let's take a look at the Lashon Mechaber in Sif Aleph and Shin Sadi Sif Aleph. Avol Asa Galeach Sa'aro. It's prohibited for him to cut his hair. Echad Sa'arosh Vechad Sa'ar Zekano. Vechad Kol Se'er Shebo Vafil Shal Beis Hastarim Kol Shloshim Yom. It's prohibited to cut his hair all 30 days. V'Se'er Shal HaSafa U'me'at Stadim Kol Shema Akev Es Achila Toch Shiva Asar Achar Shiva Mutter. What about the mustache? The mustache, if he's going to get food on his mustache, so then in such a case, the halacha is that toch shiva is aser, and after shiva is mutter. This is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. However, if you take a look at the Gra in Sivkatan Beis, he quotes many different shitos in this regard. There are some who say that everything is aser, all shloshim. That's the opinion of the Ravid. The Ravid holds that there is no heter of cutting one's mustache even within shloshim. However, the Gra actually likes the other extreme. The other extreme is the Ramban, and the Ramban says that it's mutter even toch shiva. What's the Svara? The Svara is, again, as we said, that the halacha is that the Avel is supposed to be in a state of parua, but not in a state of discomfort. If that's something that's going to make him uncomfortable, or it's going to make him look really strange, there's no mitzvah for the Avel to look strange. We've seen this a few times, that there's no atifa if the Avel is going to look strange. If there's food that's going to be caught in his mustache, so then in such a case, the halacha is that it is mutter. That's the Shita of the Gra. Those who follow the Psakim of the Gra will follow this Heter of the Gra as well, and you should have this in your back pocket, that according to the Gra, it's mutter even toch shiva to trim the mustache. However, the general is Neisol Yotzin Biyad Rama, that we generally follow the Ramah. The Ramah is not masig on the Shulchan Aruch, and there is a fascinating pilpul in regards to the 3 weeks and the 9 days in regards to the mustache. But at the end of the day, the Kim Dumani, that except for those who follow the Psakim of the Gra, which definitely Yeshal Milismach, it's the great Gra, but at the end of the day, the general minhag in Klal Yisrael is to follow the middle Shita. That's what the Mechaber chose over here. It's a discussion whether the Mechaber is consistent with his Perushim throughout Shulchan Aruch, but at the end of the day, that comes out that Shiva is Aser, and Achar Shiva is going to be Mutter. Following on with this theme, that when it's considered a tzorech, and when the person is maguna, so then in such a case it's mutter, we have a machlokis in the Mechaber and Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, Isha muteres benetila ser achar shiva, v'yesh osrim af l'isha v'chein ikar. So if you take a look at the Be'er Hagola, so this is a discussion amongst the Rishonim. This position is the position of the Rambam and the Rif. However, there are some who are machmir. What is the crux of this machlokes? By the way, who are the machmirim? The Be'er Hagra quotes the Tosos. Presumably, the crux of this machlokes is exactly this issue as well. That even though the halacha is that mi'ikra dudina giluach is asr or shloshim, there's a chshash of an isha being miskana lebaila. So since there's a chshash of an isha being miskana lebaila, so we're makel for an isha to be netilas notela seyar after Shiva. So what comes out is that it's a machlokas mechaber Ramah, and even though the Ramah is going to be machmer, at the end of the day, realize that if it's obvious that is a real tzorech for whatever reason for the woman, then in such a case, even the Ramah might be makel in such an instance. I put down on the outline that Rav Miller Shlita gave another example of this, and that is the following. It was a case of a mother who was unaware that her son had passed away, and very similar to what I told you from Rav Soloveitchik, that the son was going to meet her, and the mother was in an entirely different area. She was unaware that one of her children had passed away, and another one of the siblings was going to visit her. But if he would show up, he was someone who shaved. And if he showed up with stubble? So if he showed up with stubble, then she would start asking what's going on, why he's not shaving, v'chule, v'chule. So even within Shloshim, the halacha is that it would be mutter in such a case, legalea, because that would also qualify as a tzorech. So the context of tzorech can be something that is expanded.
So even the Ramah is masking, what does this sound?
Yeah, in other words, right, that even the Ramah would be masculine. The Ramah considered that an Isha wasn't choshesh for an Isha to miskana al baila. However, outside of that, the halacha would say that b'makom tzorech it's mutter, as we see by the Safa. In other words, it's not that we're being machmir even l'tzorech according to the Ramah. It's just that the Ramah didn't have the concern that tok shloshim she will be miskana baila. Similarly, it's important also to recognize that the hagdaras ha'isr is that the giluach is not the regular giluach of the isr giluach like we have on Shabbos and Yom Tov and by Nazir. If you take a look in Siv Vav, the Mechaber writes, listen, now there's a big discussion how to read the Mechaber over here with the Shach. I put on the Maror Mekomos, but we'll leave out the Maror Mekomos in the Shach for now. We'll just suffice with the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes in Siv Vav, Lisrok Rosho B'masrek Mutter Afilu Toch Shiva, that it's permissible to comb. What's the pshat? So the Mechaber is trying to emphasize that the Yisra over here is not pulling out hairs. In contrast to Shabbos, where if you don't have a Shabbos comb, or a Shabbos brush, it's prohibited to comb. However, here the problem is not pulling out hairs. When it comes to a Nazir is not allowed to comb his hair. Somebody goes to the mikvah on Shabbos, he should be careful that he shouldn't comb his payas, because that might pull out hairs. That's an Yisra Dorais on Shabbos. However, when it comes to Ilchos Avelus, there isn't going to be a problem. Lisrok Rosho, the Shach then gets evolved with some nuances in regards to Isha. Is this part of the halacha of Isha being a Telaseir or no? The Pashtus says has nothing to do with Isha being a Telaseir, but rather this is the halacha of that there's no Isur because it's not called Giluach. It's not the pulling out here's a Tzasser, but rather it doesn't qualify as a Maisa Giluach. It has to be something else. Yes, Inachanami. That's what I was making reference to, and I decided not to discuss it. Inachanami. Now, just like we learned that when it comes to Rechitza, that Rechitza is expanded to something that resembles Rechitza in the spirit, even though it's not physically like Rechitza, that we learned that the halacha is that cosmetics is domek Rechitza, that was the Lashon Harif that we had previously, so too we have the same idea in regards to cutting nails. That's what the Mechaber says in Siv Zayin, Kishem she'asur legaleach kol shloshim yom, kach asur litol tziparnayim, just like it's asur to cut one's hair, so too it's asur to cut tziparnayim. Bikli, that's prohibited with a utensil. The yad of obishin of mutter afilu toch shiva. So for those of us who bite our nails, so this would be helpful. If unfortunately the Beis Hamikdash is not rebuilt during the 9 days, so it would seem that biting one's nails even during the 9 days would be acceptable, because halach is that to bite one's nails for an avel is permissible. The ish, and that, so far so good, right? Bottom line is that there is an iser for netilas sipornayim all 30 days. So that, no, manicure, etc., or even for a man to cut his nails and so on would be problematic if he does it with a kli. And now the Mechaber raises something interesting. The isha she'ira tfilasa, and this comes from Agos Maimini, and not all poskim are understand this Agos Maimini. The isha she'ira tfilasa achar shiva toch shloshim im titval tziparneha biyodeha o bishineha eina notelis yafeh el tomar la'akum litzon lo betar o bimisparayim. If a woman needs to go to a mikvah, and it's within her shloshim, she needs to cut her fingernails, because otherwise they might serve as a chatzitza, or that she's choshesh that's a chatzitza, or the mikvah is choshesh that's a chatzitza. However, the tzorech, sometimes the mikvahs are choshesh for what's not a chatzitza. So, but she has to, it's a tzorech now. So then in such a case, the halacha is as follows. The halacha says that she has to do it al yidei akum. Al yidei akum. So there are two fundamental issues over here. Number one is why specifically an akum? Aleph. Beis is why should even it be prohibited for her to cut her nails? At the end of the day, we just got through saying that there are many examples when it's letzorech, it's not being done in the general process of yofi, so then in such a case it's permissible. Like we saw when it came to the mustache. So let's deal with the first issue, and that is whether it has to be dafka yidei akum. The Rama disagrees. The Rama says, "V'lav dafka oschachan al hudin yisrael v'sircha d'loshna d'cholamoy nakev." Since on cholamoy, if you have the shaila, so then another Jewish woman can't do it because it's prohibited her for to cut on cholamoy. Chazanish and the Gra held that all malachos are asur on cholamoy. But at the end of it, so therefore, someone else can't do it either. Another Jewish woman. So therefore they have an akum. But when it comes to an avel, so of course it could be cut by another person. However, the Shach in Sifkot and Dala disagrees. The Shach writes, says the Shach, I don't like this etter of the Rama. Because even if the Rama was right, at the end of the day, the heter is going to then circumvent the entire issur of taking a haircut. What's someone going to say? Someone else is cutting my hair? Elavadai kivan deshluchahu aser. Really, ayidei shliach, it's aser. However, when it comes to an isha that's going to a mikvah, so then she needs her nails cut. We're never going to say that she can't go to a mikvah. So we maspik ayidei shinui. So shinui is, that's not done. She no longer could go to, where is it, Central Avenue? Is that where it is in Lawrence? Or Avenue J in Flatbush? She can't go there. She's got to go to Benziner's. She's got to go somewhere else. That's enough of a shinui so people will remember that there's such a thing called an iser. Because before long, then, when her husband, unfortunately, has to sit shiva, so then he's also going to go to a haircut. She went to get her fingers cut, her nails cut, so her husband's also going to go. But before long, everybody's going to forget the halacha. So therefore, we require her to go to the Italian neighborhood. She can no longer do it in this way, or she invites Akum over. So that's the Shach's explanation for whether this halacha goes maimini is dafka avodas kochavim or not. In regards to the issue, just a second, in regards to the issue of Lutzorech, so here, the Taz really does not like this psak. He asks on Agos Maimini. Take a look in Sifkatan Gimel. Avoltema, five lines into the Taz in Sifkatan Gimel. Avoltema li abala shulchan aruch, shari posak sifhei, isha muteris minatele seir achar shiva. Vainu kirifa Rambam. We said that a woman achar shiva, shalot is kaina al baila, is mutter toch shiva. Why? Because we said that's not stam, for pleasure, that's for just simply chash shalot eskana al baila. This comes up also in Sfiras HaOmer in the 3 weeks and so on. A girl who's dating and so on and so forth. It could very well be that in these instances we're not machmer for those that borrow the halachos or shloshim. That is not considered even liyofi. That is just kadesh shalot eskana. V'hainu k'riv v'rambam u'kamo shekosa beis Yosef. V'loma lo t'yem u'teres kan lito tz'pernaya de'atzma. V'alo tz'pernayim enam chamurim miseyar. Remember, this was a chiddush that we said, if there's an Isser Giluach, just like we saw an idea by Rechitza, that we extend Rechitza to other things that resemble Rechitza, so do we extend it to Netilat Sipar Naim? So says the Taz, when it comes to even Seyar, we're Mekel after Shiva. So certainly, we should be Mekel. This is a very strong Taina, the Taz, that at the end of the day, that B'mokom Tzorech, there's a lot of room to be Mekel. However, the Shach isn't buying it. The Shach in Nekudas HaKesef, halfway through the Nekudas HaKesef, says Lo Kashamidi. That was the other question. I'm sorry. It's the right address. Says in Nekudas HaKesef Lo Kashamidi. This question of the Taz is not correct. He says that at the end of the day, yes, it's mutter b'makom tzarech. But the whole sheet over here is that b'makom tzarech you should do it al yidei shinoi. So it would seem, the shach would hold, that it was possible for a woman who needed a haircut to get a haircut al yidei shinoi, that she should do it al yidei shinoi. When it comes to the haircut, so then in such a case, it's harder to do. However, in Tilas Sipornayim, it's going to be easier. The question is, on the Nekudas HaKesef, what do you mean? If you're saying that she has to go get her nails cut, Al Yidei Akum, because that's a Shinui, so why didn't we say that you have to get the haircut, Al Yidei Akum, because that will qualify as a Shinui? That I don't see the Shach entirely addressing, Adayin Tzarechim. To summarize, bottom line is that Netilat Sipar Naim L'mikvah is clearly going to be mutter. According to Taz, she could do it Kedarka. However, both the Mechaber and the Ramah both say it should be done on Yidei Acher. The Ramah is even Machmir, the Mechaber is even Machmir on Yidei Goy. This is the Shita of the Shach as well. However, the Shita of the Ramah is to do it Al Yidei Yisraelis Acheres.
Psak halacha.
I just said the poskim.
It's machokas, or we just said machokas.
I don't think I'm in the league to be able to decide who's right in terms of. You're asking me.
I'm gonna go
to just what would be the anhaga tova? I think the anhaga tova would be to for Ashkenazim could clearly follow the Ramah, and
that's a stirat elchas tefila.
Yeah, that's fine. That the Ramah, in other words, so you're asking bottom line, that Ashkenazim should follow the Ramah, that it should have it done al Yidei Yisraelis Acher, she doesn't need to be matriach to find an Akum, and for a Sfardim, it's going to get more complicated, because if you come out like the Shach is saying that for the Mechaber, then it means Akum Dafka, and the Taz says he doesn't understand that all that Psak. So when we need to look around a little bit more amongst the Psak for Sfardim. Okay, let's continue Be'ezer Hashem on.
Yes. Can I have what the Shach is saying, Kevin Shadishin, maybe the Tila Seyar during those days for Isha was not done by other people.
That's a nice Pshat. It's a very, very nice Pshat. I think what Rav Yaakov is saying is emes. Rav Yaakov wants to say that this, first of all, it's very interesting. The Lashon is Netilas Seyar. It sounds like that the Shulchan Aruch Yafeh Mod is a really beautiful Hosafa. Just to add to what he's saying before saying his point. The Lashon Mechaber is Isha Muteres B'Netilas Seyar, which is a very interesting Lashon, because up until now we've used the Lashon L'Galeach Seyar. So presumably what the Mechaber is not talking about is simply getting a haircut. He's talking about is plucking hair, plucking facial hair, plucking other hairs. So then in such a case, so then the plucking was done by the woman herself. So that would be mutter, beautiful. So that would be mutter al yidei ha'isha atzma after Shiva, according to the Mechaber. And to have someone else pluck her hair, that would be extremely, extremely, extremely difficult. However, when it comes to Netilas Sipar Naim, then that's something that could be done more easily. That's a very, very nice pshat. I like that. We just ran the two together, Netilas Seyar and Giluach, but I think you're 100% right that Netilas Seyar is plucking, And therefore, Rav Yaakov wants to say is that netilat sipornayim, it's possible to do to have someone else to pluck her hair. Nowadays, I think they do that too. There's laser removal and stuff like that. But once upon a time, I'm sure it was almost always done on the isha acheres, and it would have been difficult to be done in another manner. Yafeh. Okay. The Gemara al Chav Beis and the Beis. We now go to Shin Sadi Aleph. We talk about Simcha. Yes. Thank you. Shkoch. In regards to Ava V'ima, see, this is the challenge of trying to get everything in 5 weeks. Shkoch. The Mechaber says the following in Siv Dalet. Al kol ha-meisim migaleach l'achar shloshim yom, al ove v'al'imo ad sh'yigaru bo chavero. When it comes to the Isser of Giluach, so then we have for Ava V'imo until his friends protests. In other words, there's a separate halacha. It doesn't apply for Yud Beis for Shloshim, but rather it extends for Yud Beis Chodesh. Again, continuing on with the theme that we said, that it's not the point that the fellow has to look terrible, but he needs to be mekayim that he's that is parua. So what is the line between looking crazy? In other words, if a person would not cut his hair for an entire year, his hair would go really, really, really long. So hence, that the limit to it, of where he reaches a place of what Rav Soloveitchik would describe, a place of nivul gomur, so then in such a case, or even a stage of nivul, might be enough, so then in such a case, the hagdara that Chazal give is ach yigru chavero. What is ach yigru bo chavero? So Rama says, ve'ena regal mahani impaga kodim shigru bo chavero. If the regal comes, and it's not long, that his friends would protest, it's not enough of a heter. V'ayim baruch hayim, v'shir gara, yesh bo plukta. V'no'agim b'gimel chagashim. So Rama says that our custom is 3 months. V'mekolos elu no'agim she'em estaprim al of v'em kol yud beis chodesh, im lo letzara kagon shechbid al avsara o shehelech bein ha'akum, u'misnavel b'neim b'saros of demutar l'saper. So here we have that very important term, l'snavel. If he reaches a point of nivul, then it's going to be aser. So once upon a time, the minig was gimel chadashim. Then there were those who said that it needs to be mamish machbid al avsara. That would be the only time that it would be mutter. Those are the words of the Ramah. Bottom line, let me just read for you. I decided in regards to Giur just to mamish read for you the words of the Pnei Baruch. Thank you for stopping me and reminding me to make sure we do Giur. So the Pnei Baruch in Parachov Dalet, Oschaf says, when the mourner is here is so long that one would expect his friends to reprimand him, he is permitted to take a haircut. When would one expect his friends to reprimand him? Halachic authorities disagree, but the custom is to define the length for a haircut as the end of 3 months. So he's paraphrasing so far the Rama. Some rule that the 3 months are counted from his last haircut, even if the 3 months of mourning have not yet passed. In other words, here's a shaila. What happens if it's he didn't take a haircut for a month before his father passed away? So now, if he's going to wait 3 months after his father passed away, it's going to be 4 months. Others are strict and count the 3 months from the beginning of the morning. By the way, in general, on all these psakim I'm going to read, I think we could go with the rule of Hilchasa Kamekel Ba'avel, and that is, so therefore, bottom line is that he could go from his last haircut as being three months, even from his last haircut. But here we have even another kula. Some rule that the time limit is twice the person's customary amount of time between haircuts. Thus, if he customarily has a haircut once a month, the time limit would be 2 months. This is quoted in the name of no one less than Ramesha. The Ramesha said that it would be twice the amount of a regular haircut. So then in such a case, one could be Mako. So that's the bottom line. I think that Hilchasa Kamekel Ba'avel, that if he normally has a month in between, that would be enough. In some communities, the custom is that a person mourning for his father's month does not take haircut during the entire 12 months. And that's what we said from the Ramah, that there are some who have that minug. However, I think that one could be make alike the last opinion that we saw, Ramosha Kedai Ramosha Lismach Alav Befrat, Hilchasa Kamekel Ba'avel. Yeah?
Just to clarify, Ramosha was saying, double how long you usually get a haircut from your last haircut?
I think you could be mitzdarif, yeah. Hilchasa Kamekel Bava, even Matarti Desasri, right? So even if Ramosha didn't hold like that, according to many, that one would be able to be Mitzdari if those kulos. But the bottom line is that we need to remind, some Avelim don't know this, we do need to remind the Avelim that that there is a halacha of not going to the barber. And of course, it really depends on people who shave versus people who have beards. So then that also is a very, very big difference when it comes to shaving. So then it's very, very, very noticeable. So, but people who don't, so then it takes more of a time for it to be noticeable. But eventually, when it's noticeable, then the halacha would apply. Once during the 3 weeks, it's well known that Rav Schechter, based on Rav Soloveitchik, does not follow the custom, which seems to be the custom of many yeshivas and Ramosha, not to shave, because he thought that has a shear of giur. So I once took my talmidim from the summer. We had a great summer kollel in the Catskills. So after we learned for 3 or 4 weeks, we went to visit Rav Schechter in Tanzville. Rav Schechter is very relaxed over there, and Rav Schechter was, you know, he said shear without svarim for about 3 hours, and then we started asking him questions, and then all of a sudden he said, "Why is no one here shaving? Why is no one here shaving?" So, because he believes that the chumrah becomes a kula, because it becomes a zilzal in Shabbos, to go into Shabbos not shaved. So I realized afterwards he was also being mekayim the shir gir chavero, that he was being danos l'kav schus, that he also wanted to. He's down to the Kaskus that we're waiting for the Shir Giur. So maybe he was being Yaitse the Shir Giur as well. Whether that was a pshat or not, either way, he definitely asked that question. And Mir Tzashem, when we discuss all of the 3 weeks and 9 days, we'll discuss more the details of that. The Gemara Chav Bezim Bez, was another hand? Okay, good. So Gemara Chav Bezim Bez says, introduces us to the next halacha, and that is in Shin Tzadi Aleph, and that is the Isser of Beis HaSimcha, or what the Mechaber calls in Shin Tzadi Aleph, Avel Aser B'chol Mine Simcha. What's really interesting is the two parts I want to be medayik for, two subtle diyukim in the Lashon HaGemara over here, on Chav Beis, on the Beis. The Gemara says the following. Al kol ha-meisim kulon nichnas le-beis ha-simcha le-achar shloshim yom. For all Mesim, you could go into the Beis Simcha after 30 days. So ostensibly, there's an Isser Simcha for other Avelim for 30 days, and Avavimo is 12 months. To Diyukim. First of all, this is not found in the list on Daf Tezvav. Daf Tezvav, we have almost all of the Nihuge Avelis brought down, and we've discussed what are the Mekoros to extend some Nihuge Avelis of Shloshim. This Isser Simcha is not found on Daf Tes Vav. Ramiller Shlita explained that the reason for that is that, unlike all the other Nihuge Avelis, which have a Mekor, Midivrei Kabbalah, Midivrei Sofrim, based on Dine Torah as well, this one is a pure Svara. And that is, another. Once we know that there is a Din of an Avel Midivrei Sofrim Kol Shloshim Yom, that halacha of a shame avel, by definition, simcha is going to be asra. I refer back to our first shir, which was a complicated shir, where we discussed that avelus is a kiyum belev, and avelus as a kiyum belev is so ser simcha. So it doesn't need a special gzeres hakasav to asr simcha. Ipso facto, if by definition he has a shame avel, which is a kiyum alev of avelus, then by definition simcha is going to be asr. That will fit in beautifully with Rav Soloveitchik's yardside shir that we discussed all the way in the beginning. It's a mitzius. Then avel and simcha doesn't go together. And the hagdara of that simcha applies to shloshim for shar mesim. Another diuk that we're going to get back to later on is that the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is al kol ha-mesim kula nichnas lebeis ha-simcha. That once he's no longer an avel, he could be nichnas. It's a very funny lashon. Nichnas lebeis ha-simcha. He goes into a beis ha-simcha. Stay tuned. For as far as that is concerned, zok dehelik in mechaber, avel aser b'simcha l'fichach l'yikach Tinok b'cheiko kol shev Hashem yovel idei schok. This is one, I think, for especially people who are not well-versed in Shulchan Aruch. It is one of the hardest halachos to teach them, particularly people, grandparents and so on. Let's say there's a grandparent that's sitting, Shiva, a man or woman who's 60 years old. So one of their nechamas is that they pick up their grandchildren. There's nothing like the nechama of a grandchild. So, but mi'ikr d'dina, that's aser. Mi'ikr d'dina, that's aser. Whether a person should tell the individual that it's aser or not, that's that every chacham has to deal with every situation, how to handle that, that requires sensitivity. But it's not, you know, I once thought, you know, when I started learning Hilchos Avelos, you know, from the Kitzer books, just to know what to do when someone was an Avel, you know, the first sense you get, not playing Kitzer books, just the general sense you get is that, like, ah, this is one of these things like, you know, covering the mirrors or something like that. You know, it doesn't say it anywhere. But it's a halacha mefureshes in Shulchan Aruch that l'fichach lo yikach tinoch b'cheiko kol shiva shemayobu l'dei schok. According, we have many times that the Gemara and the Rishonim speak about not to be Mesiach Das from Avelus, which is a heavy type of thing. Not to be Mesiach Das from Avelus. Maybe one day we'll. Now we're doing the art of teaching Hilchos Nida. There's also the Machshava behind Avelus as well. And what is the Machshava behind Hilchos Avelus is not. It's a heavy thing not to be Mesiach Das from Avelus. But nevertheless, this is the bottom line. What?
This is the Lashon is even more strict. It's like, yeah. It's like, right. not that, it's like opposite.
Right. But what's very interesting is that this Bechina of Schok, in other words, that playing with the child is the Chashash Hashem Yudei Schok. The one heter I just want to throw out is obviously a person that's in tremendous tsar. We've seen over and over and over again that the mitzvah of Elus is not to be in tsar. So if somebody is in such tsar that the child, that having them hold the child would not be a case of bringing them to schok, but rather it would just, you know, bring them to a healthy mental place. So then in such a case, l'niyas da'iti be mutter, as you pointed out, l'chashash is shema yavuludei schok. But in general, again, I just want to emphasize, it is Allah and Shulchan Aruch. It's not a Chumra Ba'alma. This is black and white Shulchan. Yeah.
Is it inside the Megillah, it's like a young husband or wife who had passed away and they have like a baby?
I think at the end of the day, first of all, those instances require tremendous, tremendous sensitivity. At the end of the day, if in B'makom Tzarech Gadol, where the Rav would explain privately to the Avel, that to be careful to with Shema Yavol Ladei Schok. So then, in such a case, then B'makom Tzarech Gadol, I think then there's time to be makel, but it should be dispensed with quite carefully.
What's the age cutoff?
Right. See, it's interesting that. Well, first of all, as follows: if the child comes over to the other. Let's say it's a grandparent that's sitting Shiva, and the child comes over, I don't think that the grandparent has to shoo the child away. Aleph. Beis is that it seems to be that the Lashon of Tinok seems to emphasize particularly that a Tinok is what will bring out Schok. I think it really depends on what is most likely to bring out Schok for the person. If it's a child already at the age of 3, 4, 5, it could be then no longer. But I don't think it only applies to what we call today an infant. You know, 1-year-olds and 2-year-olds are really very, very, very cute. Twos aren't only the terrible twos. Twos could be very, very bliyin are very cute as well. So, when it reaches a point of 4 or 5 years old, then ain't a chanami, then I think it exits that state of tino. Al pi halacha, already a child nurses for 2 years. So it seemed to me to be obvious that it's up until 2, and I think that there's a lot of room to push it even a little bit more. Okay. The Mechaber continues. Al kol ha-meisim nichnas l'beis ha-mishcha l'achar shoshim yom. So, again, the Lashon of the Gemara. Alov v'imo l'achar yud beis chodesh. V'afim ha-shon mu'beres mutal achar yud beis chodesh. So halacha yud beis chodesh doesn't apply on the calendaric day. If there's a leap year, so then the Yud Beis Chodesh doesn't wait for the anniversary, it's up beforehand. Umiyu Simchas Mireyus Shayachayev Lefroa Osam Miyad Mutter Lasosam Miyad Achar Shiva. So here we have a giveaway in the Lashon of the Mechaber. The Mechaber, Mesiach Lefutumo, it speaks about Simchas Mereus. And this is, of course, a very important term that many of you are familiar with. And that is that the Isra Simcha is generally referred to as a Simcha of friendship. I would call it a social gathering. Social gathering is that which is Aser. And basically what we're going to spend the next 25 minutes or so discussing is the Hagdara of Simchas Mereus. So the Mechaber starts off and tells us the following. What's Aser is Simchas Mereus, that you invite me over and we have a social setting, we relax, we have a good time, Sudas Purim, etc., etc. That is Samin Aton Halacha L'maisi, about Purim. But that sort of setting is what's going to be Aser. Of course, the classic example is going to be a Chasana, and that is a Simchas Mereus where friends are sitting together. That is going to be Aser. However, in those days, what they would often exchange meals. So then in such a case, when it's Chayiv Lefroa, you have to change back, you have to pay back. So then in such a case, then that would be permissible. Rav Miller, as you're going to see, as we're going to quote, he is quite machmir. He thinks that people, the Minhag HaOlam, has gotten to be too lenient in what qualifies as Simchas Mereus, that people don't realize that in many instances the Avel is in violation of Simchas Mereus. However, he said that in those social communities that where it's expected that people invite each other over to the point that when I invite you, it's expected you're going to invite me back. So then in such a case, it could very well be that Chayv Leproa. So then in such a case, then it might be a little bit different.
Rav Miller Pasen that way?
Yes. But let me develop Rav Miller's sheet a little bit more shortly. And what emerges, though, is that the Mechaber says that if there's this lachatz, the social contract, that I invite you and you invite me, but it's not this broader Simchas Mereus, then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. So let's see this in the Mechaber. Inside of me, Simchas Mereus, I chayv lefroa samiyad, mutter laso samiyad achar shivalim. Eina chayv lefora, osa likonis la ad shloshim, val ove v'imo afo bishu chayv lepora, osa la achar yud beiz chod, ad la achar yud beiz chodesh. So when it comes to, ove v'imo, one is even machmir, when it comes to even the Priya after Yud Beis Chodesh. We'll develop a little bit more these Hagdaras as we continue on. The Rama writes as follows, U'bechaburas mitzvah, kigon, shemesi yasam va'almona l'shem shamayim, v'im lo yeochal sham yisbatel hamase, muter l'achar shloshim. So if you have someone who lost their father and mother, and he's marrying off a Yosam V'Yosoma, so then in such a case, he's allowed to go to that wedding, and then he's allowed to even sit in that Simchas Mereus. Avol toch shloshim aser l'chol sudas mitzvah sheba oilam. But within 30, even in such an instance, he's not allowed to go. So this is a very important Pesach, and that is, b'makom mitzvah, where your presence is absolutely necessary, because without it, that mitzvah will not happen. In such a case, it is permissible for an avel to go toch Yud Beis Chodesh. Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg Shlita told Miller Shlita that this would apply, something similar would apply to a Marbitz Torah. Let's say there's an event which even might qualify as a Simchas Mereus. But if the Rebbe doesn't go, then the event is not going to happen. So then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. So this is an important heter that applies. So even though on the one hand, we're going to see that Rav Miller is very broad in what qualifies as Simchas Mereus, however, for a Rebbe and a Rav, he was quite lenient. And that is that he felt that if your presence is necessary for that chinuch event, so then in such a case, that rav is going to be mutter. It's going to be mutter for him. We see this idea, just a second, we see this idea in the Ramah in Sif Gimel. The Ramah writes the following. The Ramah writes, in regards to a rav at a chasana, he says the following. Umikol makom nira, the avel yachol levarich. It's halfway through the Ramon Sif Gimel. Birchas erusin v'nesuin tachas hachuba shebigbeis hakneses. V'chein yuchal lahachnis chasen k'derech artzeinu, she'shnei anoshim machnisen achasen tachas achuppah. By the way, here you have a source that it's the men, the fathers would lead, if the chasen was zocha to have a father, would lead the chasen to the chuppah. And he says the Rav is allowed to do it. This the Rama elaborates on in the Darkei Moshe, that the Rama says that this is what his minog was, that the Rama officiated at chasanas because it was his responsibility as a Rav, even though there are many who said that you can't go to the chuppah if you're an avel. We'll get to that as well. So the bottom line is, we see this idea that when the Rav is necessary, so then in such a case, he will violate what generally qualifies as Simchas Mereyas, because it's pashut, that he's not going there for the Simchas Mereyas. So then in such a case, that would be permissible. Now,
we define necessary, please.
Necessary.
The Rama did not need to be there.
The Rama thought it was necessary.
So then I don't know what necessary means.
I think what it means is as follows. Any time that the way it's normally done is that the Rav was the Masadir Kedushin, in Krakow, that's how it was, that the Rav was the Masadir Kedushin. So therefore, that any change of custom would be changing what was supposed to be done. The moment in which it was supposed to be done, therefore it would be mutter. Kal v'chomer, just a second. Kal v'chomer, if Reuven is the Rebbe of a shir, and his shir is having a Chanukah Masiba, so if you could accomplish a Chanukah Masiba without any type of Simchas Mereyas, but the truth is, it could very well be that by definition a Chanukah Masiba is Simchas Mereyas. So maybe, let's say, he could accomplish everything he needs to accomplish without music. But let's say he's dealing with fifth graders or sixth graders, then music is going to make all the difference in the world. It would seem that in such a case, it would be allowed to have that in his house. Okay. Obviously, all details, you know, there's only a certain amount we could do in a halacha shir. Every single circumstance is slightly different, and a shayla needs to be asked, but the bottom line is that one should know that there is that heter. What is the definition of sudas mitzvah? So we saw over here that the lashon of the Rama, coming back to Rama that we left off with in the beginning of Sif Aleph, Avol Toch Shloshim Asa Chol Sudas Mitzvah Sheba Olam. All Sudas Mitzvah Sheba Olam is going to be Aser. However, the Rama says Avol Sudas Mitzvah De Lespa Simcha Mutter Likanez Ba. So the assumption of the previous line of the Rama was that most Sudas Mitzvahs have Simcha. However, the Rama over here says a Sudas Mitzvah that doesn't have any Simcha, you're allowed to go in. So what are those examples? Continue the Rama. Kagon pidyon aben osudas bris mila mutar lechol sham afilu toch shiva ubelvad shelo yatsa mipesach beiso. Okay. So let's leave aside the heter of shiva, because that's wild. Let's leave that aside for a moment, and let's talk about either shloshim for sharkrovim or aviv ima. And that is, according to the Rama, there are some suudas mitzvah that qualifies as ein ba simcha at all. And what are those? The examples that he gives is a pidyon aben or a bris milah. Rav Miller's definition was that these are dry simchas. In other words, that these are simchas that don't manifest a tremendous amount of simchas mereyus. People come, they come to the bris, they sit, they have a bagel, and so on and so forth. That's not like a chasana. And therefore, according to the Rama, it's mutter. I agree with the Talmidim that are bothered that there's a lot of slippery slope over here. There's no way I could define necessary, as you were asking before. That's a slippery slope. How do you define it? Over here also, there's a slippery slope, and that is, what do you define as a Sudas Mitzvah, She'ein Ba Simcha? So here we have a few different positions, because here it's not like question of defining the word necessary. Here we have different types of su'uda simcha. So we could deal with different types of su'uda simcha and different shitas. What?
The issue by necessary, how we're defining, is that they're steerous. I mean, it's just as normal for the rav of the town to be at the chuppah as it is for the parents to be at the chuppah as well. So Imanu Shach, if one is going to bring the fact that the rav ha'ir does the chuppah and therefore it's necessary for him to be there, so every wedding it's very normal for the parents to be at the chuppah, so therefore it should be mutter all the time.
It is
the
mutter.
Okay, so I'm saying that's in terms of that's what's considered necessary.
Okay.
So, but is that, so that is what we're saying.
Well, it's mutter for another reason. We're going to get there. I'm going to get there.
But not because of that reason.
We're using too many pronouns. Let's deal first with the Seudos, and then we'll see if we come back to parents. And how to understand the Ramah, we could see if we'll come back now or we'll come back later. I agree that the Ramah, the Ramah's definition of necessary seems to be quite broad. But there are so many variables that are over here, because there are some who would argue that the Beis HaKnesses doesn't qualify as Seudos Mareyos. I'm just pointing out that the Ramah himself says that even though there are those who are Machmer in the Beis HaKnesses, he was Mekel because he was the Rav here. Exactly how you apply it, so that's what I'm saying. Over here, we have very specific examples in the Poskim. We'll see if we have specific examples that are also relevant to the Ramah. Let's go one thing, Mea Kalakovit. I'd rather go on to this example, these Hagdars of Suis Mitzvah. Yeah?
Just to clarify, what are we talking about?
I'll explain. Right now, I'm talking about Shloshim and Yud Beis Chodesh. The Ramah's Shiva, I'll get back to. Why the Ramah said even Toch Shiva, okay? That's what you're bothered by. The Ramah was talking Toch Shiva. I'm talking about the general Isser of Toch Shloshim. Why the Ramah said Toch Shiva, we'll get to shortly, okay? Remind me if I don't. In regards to Seudos Mitzvah, comes along let's deal with the Makoros that are Borur before we get to the nebulous cases. Comes along the Doglam Mervava, and the Doglam Mervava extends this Heter of Pidyon HaBen to Siyum Meseches. He says, Umasiyas Meseches, V'Seudas Bar Mitzvah, Im Hanar Doresh, Oshu Yamamish Biyom Shinasa Bar Mitzvah, is going to be Mutter. So Doglam Mervava begins to extend it. And he says, not only Pidyon HaBen and Bris Milah, again, Reb Moshe, we're referring to Toch Shloshim over here. We're clearly not talking about Shiva, talking about Toch Shloshim and Yud Beis Chodesh. He says also that would be Mutter. Why? It doesn't qualify as a Simchas Mareus. Now, again, one needs to point out that there are Bar Mitzvahs, and then there are Bar Mitzvahs, and then there are Bar Mitzvahs, or Bar Mitzvahs. So at the end of the day, there are different... That's the only thing I didn't prepare for today. So in regards to that, so then it's clear from the Doglam Mervava that he was talking about going to Bar Mitzvah, and here the Bar Mitzvah boy be Dorish. If it's something that's where it's clear that it qualifies as a full Simchas Mareus like a Chasana, it would be much more problematic. So again, the slippery slope over here is a legitimate issue, because Siyum Maseches, it's quite clear there it's a Simchas HaTorah, doesn't qualify as a Simchas Mareus. However, when it comes to Bar Mitzvah, it would depend. And then what make things even more complicated, the Gil Yomar Shah extends this. And he says the same would apply as well for a Shalom Zachar. Says the Gil Yomar Shah, Dibar Maschal Seudos Mitzvah, Seuda Belel Shabbos, B'Shavu HaShenolo B'Zachar Seudos Chinuch HaBayis, Shavuot Zachnos HaBayis, B'Torah Mitzvos, Seudos Bar Mitzvah. So the Gil Yomar Shah has A, Shalom Zachar, B, Chanukas HaBayis, C, Seudas Shiduchim, D, Seudas Chanukah, Kul Avis Seudos Mitzvah. All of these qualify, argues the Gil Yomar Shah, also as being Seudas Mitzvah. However, if you take a look at the Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes the following. Rav Moshe in his tshuva, in Chelek Gimel, Yaradeya Simin, Kuf Samachalef, discusses many of the things that Rav Shlomo Eger discusses, and he has a much narrower definition than the simple reading of the Doglam Mervava and the Gil Yomar Shah. And he writes in the end of Kuf Samachalef, Ulegabe le'ezes seudas efshar lahatir la'avel toch shiv yud beis chodesh, nirish seudas bar mitzvah kushuhu karovo yidid kazesh shemuchrach levech yachal. So he says, number one, it's you're going there not for just because you want to chill. It's because you're really needed at that bar mitzvah. Your presence at that bar mitzvah, if you were not there, then it would be missed. V'imu bebeis medrash ein tzarich latzeis da'bil farhesia kishezeh b'shabbos u'modim. As well as, if it's on Shabbos and Yom Tov, then he could stay in the beis medrash. However, Moshe is not so into Seudas Chanukah. He says, "Ulgabi suda schanika mishosa suda ena suda mitzvah linyan ze v'lchein afim osa echad ena avol rashoy leilech suda schanika you can't go." And he says, "A tish you can't go v'gamla suda ezahad moirim b'chanika ein leilech not to go to suda sad moirim." The only one that I at times went to was the great Rebbe over here of Amshinov, and there's no tish whatsoever. There's no suuda whatsoever. Just a bunch of jostling. But the Admirim Bechanika, if it's a real tish of a Simchas Mireus, says Ramesh, it's also Asur. But Suudas Hachanukas Habayis, he says, he also disagrees with Reb Shlomo Eger over here. He says many don't have the custom. It could be that to have a Chanukah Sabayis, many don't even do a Chanukah Sabayis. Seems like in Reb Shlomo Eger's time, it could be it was very common. And he says, Suda Shalom Zachar, if he's a Karov Yedid, she's chashed kifar hesya. If he doesn't show up, his presence will be noticed. So according to Ramosha, it's a much more limited heter. And that is, so a bottom line comes out as follows. Here I'm basically taking the approach that Ramiller Shlita gave, and that is that when there is a Simchas Mereus, and really the person's presence is not necessary, so then in such a case it's going to be Aser. Even if a person's presence would be noticed, if it's a full-fledged Simchas Mereus, also it would be Aser. If it's a Seudas Mitzvah, and at that Seudas Mitzvah, it's Shabbos, and if his presence are not there, so then in such a case, you have that, it would be qualified as Avelos B'Farhesia, then Rav Moshe in such a case is Mater. And even then, one would add that the Avel shouldn't be there for an extended period of time. The amount of time, again, I'm not talking about close relatives, I'm not talking about the wedding of children and so on and so forth, that's a totally different Shaila. But we're talking about now just where it's a person you're relatively close with, so then in such a case you could come to the Shalom Zachar, but then the person comes and he says Mazel Tov, and it's clear that he's an Avel, he's not going to stick around forever. But Rav Miller just pointed out the notion that everything is mutar on Shabbos and Yantav because of Avelos Befarhesia, that he thought was too large of a carte blanche heter, and he thought even the expansion of the Gilyon Marashah needs to be thought through to make sure that it really doesn't qualify as a Simchas Mereus, and Rav Moshe doesn't give us a full-fledged heter to call all these just simply Sudas Mitzvah and by definition Mutter. In regards to your question, Ramosha, about the Shiva, so what the Ramah is saying is as follows. The Ramah is saying that Sudas Bris Mila, if the Avel is staying in the house, for example, let's say there's a grandfather who, God forbid, is sitting Shiva, and the family wants to make the bris in the house of the Beis Avel, so that's what he's saying. That in such a case, it would be mutter for it to take place in the house. Such a case, it would be mutter take place in the house. That's what the Ramah is saying. Let's take a look and see the Ramah's words again. Let's just see the Ramah's words again. Avosudas mitzvah. I know you have another question too. Avosudas mitzvah. The lespa simcha mutter likanispa, that you're allowed to go in. Okay, so there you're allowed to go in. Go pidyon abenosus brismila mutter lecholsham. So then it's mutter. Then he's adding in mesiach lefitumo. He also says afilu toch shiva ubelvad shelo yatsam mipesach besa. But when it comes to shiva, the halacha is, in other words, pidyon aben. Let me present it this way: pidyon aben and suus brismila is not qualify according to Rama as simchas mereus meikur dudina. So therefore, an Avel would be allowed to partake, even Ramosha Toch Shiva, he would be allowed to partake. However, Toch Shiva, the Avel would not be allowed to go, the grandfather would not be allowed to go, Mikur Dedina, to his grandson's bris, because he's not supposed to be Yotze Mitoch Besa. Again, previously we've discussed that there are times of Litzarech that one is allowed to be Yotze Mitoch Besa, if that qualifies as some extreme exception. But the Ramah here, it's possible, but the Ramah here doesn't entertain that. And the Ramah says that if there's going to be Sudas Bris, will not be a problem of Sudas Mereus. However, there's a problem of Yatsam Yisof Besa. One more point, Michael, and then I'll take your questions. The Yeshos from Sudas Bris Mila. Some say it's prohibited to have Sudas Bris Mila. Vaminig Shalol Lechol Bishum Suda Ba'ola. Kol Yud Beis Chodesh Imu Chutz LeBesa. So the Ramah concludes that the Minig is not to go to any seuda if it's outside of his house. In his house were mekel. In other words, me'ikra the dina, the Rama thought that bris mila and pidyon haben really should be mutter. Then he says, but the minig is not to even go to a bris mila and a pidyon haben. Here you feel Rav Miller's sensitivity. When you read the Rama, you don't get the sense of all the many of the heterim that people have. Rav Miller even read a couple of heterim from the Pnei Baruch that he thought were difficult. At the end of the day, really the minig is not to go to any seuda. V'kol shekem shar seuda she'ein b'hem simcha. Certainly, even as a public seuda that doesn't have simcha, then in such a case it would be mutter b'soch beso. So where the Rama comes out is the minig is as follows. All seudas outside his house is aser, according to the minig of the Rama. B'soch beso is mutter seudas bris mila, and certainly a regular seuda. So therefore a family get-together, bottom line, even according to the most stringent position of the Rama, is mutter if it's a seuda shem bam simcha, but it should be b'soch beso. Avol b'nesuas nesuin yesh lahachmir kein nir ali. You should be machmir sudas nesuin that the other should not partake in the sudas nesuin b'soch beso. One more point before I take Michael's questions that have been adding up, and that is the following. Bottom line, the Rama says that b'soch beso is mutter to have public sudas. B'soch beso is going to be mutter. And as long as it's not a seuda that is obviously a seuda simcha, the example he gives that's what are obviously not seuda simcha are a bris mila and a pidyon haben. So the Rama, according to the minog, said that really it should only be done b'soch beso. However, we saw that not only does it apply to a bris mila, but we saw that others applied the heter seudas mitzvah to other places as well. And finally, it seems that from most poskim, that they did not follow the chumrah of the Ramah's minhag. In other words, the Ramah's minhag was what? The Ramah's minhag was to aser going to any seuda. What seems like that from most of the poskim is that what we aser is going to any seuda that has simcha. And seudas bris mila does not qualify as simcha. Seudas pidyon haben does not. And how far you push the envelope with shalom zachar and so on and so forth, generally my impression was that we follow Rav Moshe Feinstein's position and not the kula of Rav Shlomo Eger. Yes, Michael.
I'm just a little curious in how we were finding the Dagal Mirbava, because he was coming on the Rama here, which was discussing of anything that's chutz l'beisa.
Correct.
So we were trying to extend him to the Dagal Mirbava to be much more legal than what it seems like he is.
Okay, in other words, what you're arguing is that the Dagal Mirbava might, in the words of the Rama, is he was only talking about the Rama wearing his betoch beisa. Yeah. Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. I hear that. And therefore you want to say that Rav Shlomo Eger might also only... You could argue that in the Dagal Mirbava, Rav Miller did not qualify the Dagal Mirbava as talking about Dafka B'soch Beso. He said he spoke about the Dagal Mirbava Siyum Maseches. It seemed to me that he was talking even outside of his house. Okay, so that is in regards to Seudas Mitzvah. There are heterim, in the case of where a person is the necessary individual, as Rama goes on to say, for that mitzvah. Says the Rama, Avol shu bal bris o moel, yilbosh bigdei shabbos ad lachar mila, umutter likanes lemila lechol sham. A bal bris and a moel, so then they're allowed to even go to eat there. Even if the mila is not in his house, he's allowed to go. Now, it is striking that what keeps on emerging over here in the Rama is this chiluk between whether he's in his house or not. So this comes back to the second diuk that we made in the Lashon HaGemara. That the Lashon HaGemara is that it's asar likanes lebeis simcha. It's usher to go to enter a beis simcha. However, one could be medayek that if it's in his house, so since he's not going to the simcha, it happens to be that the simcha is by him, so then in such a case, there might be more room to be makel. Hence, the Ramah's lashon is that when he's necessary for a moel, he could go there. However, in his own house, even if he's not in the moel, so then in such a case, the halacha is that it's going to be permissible. And I was thrilled to see this point in the Badei HaShulchan. In the last photocopy that you have, that's not the photocopy I made from the Badei HaShulchan. My point is in the Sefer Badei HaShulchan, that the Badei HaShulchan does say, it's not photocopied, but the Badei HaShulchan on this, if quotes from the Beis Meir, and he quotes in the Beis Meir on here, in Shin Sadi Aleph Aleph, he quotes in the Sefer Beis Meir, it's on the Mar Makomos, the outline, that he says from the Beis Meir that it could very well be the pshat in this Ramah is that the primary Isser of Simcha is going to the Beis Simcha. Asr Likanes, we said from the Gemara. Therefore, we're going to be more lenient. So I would recommend something to think about. This is not coming from my Rabbeim. This is just something that dawned on me as I was learning from the Sugya, that if a person has a suffix about Simchas Mareyas, there's some type of family get-together that needs to be done, it would seem to me that it would make a lot more sense to do it in his own home. Obviously, Simchas Mareyas is Asr. But if they have a Chanukah Masiba and it's a suffix of Simchas Mareyas, I'd like to be Mosif, Lagdil Torah Ladira, then it might make sense to do it more in the Avel's home than by others. Okay, continuing on in terms of Halachos of Simcha, we have the Pischei Tshuva that points out that there are other examples of Simcha that the Minag is to be Machmir. For example, says the Pischei Tshuva Sifkatan Aleph that Havdalah, that's made by an Avel, he does not say, Hine Kel Yeshuasi, etc., etc., because those psukim are psukim of Simcha. Similarly, the Pischei Tshuva, four lines in, quotes from the Shavus Yaakov. What's that? No, not Uzbei Chodesh. He says, just within Shiva. The Avdola shows that Shiva Alakos Lo Yomer Psukei Simcha.
Is that how we...
Correct, yes, that's how we're knowing. And the Shavus Yaakov says that also Kiddush Levana, again, Toch Shiva, one should not, L'chatchila, do Kiddush Levana at that time. However, he differentiates between the first 3 days, which are Lebechi, versus other afterwards, which is not Lebechi. And the post can point out that it depends on whether he's going to miss Kiddush Levana entirely. B'tshuvas Shara Ephraim Kasa Dafkim over Azman Shlo Yuchel Lekadesh Shuv Yachel Lekadesh Me Avalo Al Sheish Od Zman Lekadesh Einu Yachel Lekadesh B'me Avalo. So the bottom line is in regards to Kiddush Levana is that if he's going to miss Kiddush Levana, then he should do it then, ideally in the last 3 days of his Shiva. And if he's not going to miss the Kiddush Levana, then he should do Kiddush Levana afterwards, as is well known that Kiddush Levana is directly connected to Inyanim of Simcha. Continuing on in the Halachos of Simcha, yeah?
For Havdalah, if there's somebody else in the house that can make Havdalah,
no, the minig in the base of El is that you don't that they don't say. Correct. That the psukim of Simcha are not said. Just like the Issa would apply whether he's playing the guitar for the Simchas Mareyas or somebody else, the same would apply as far as that's concerned. We skipped one halacha in Shin Pehe that's directly related to this topic of Simcha, and that is Mishloach Manos and the very important comment to the Taz. The halacha is when it comes to an Avel that one doesn't have Mishloach Manos, as it appears in Shin Pei Hei. No? Shin? Yeah. Shin Pei Hei Gimel in the Ramah. Says the Ramah, Va'asa l'shloach manos la'avel al'avel v'imo kol yubeis chodesh. We do not send Mishloach Manos to someone who lost their mother or father kol yubeis chodesh. So this year, there was someone, unfortunately, in my building who lost their parents, a parent. So then in such a case, one does not do Mishloach Manos to them. So that is the bottom line halacha, that there isn't Mishloach Manos to an Avel. That would also qualify as Simcha the Ramah, Shin Pei Hei Gimel. The Taz comments on that, and the Taz gives us an appropriate Hagdara. The Taz says the following: Kasam Mori v'Chami b'Shem Haga b'Shem Rabbeinu Yehuda Avel Toch Shloshim Eina Yochol LaHazmin LaAcherim. So for some reason, the Taz quoted this in Shin Pei Hei, as opposed to by us. He says that it's prohibited for him to invite others. Ol Yizamein Im Acherim. So this is quite a chumrah from the Bach. And this is chumrah, I don't mean chumrah in terms of that it's far out, but chumrah means that it's a stringency that people are not aware of. And that is the Hagdara over here of Simchas Mereus qualifies as going out in groups. We saw that Avel's bodod yoyshev, that he sits silently, so alone. So therefore, Avel is not supposed to go out, invite others over, or be invited by others. In this context, Rav Miller mentioned that this will qualify as a kinus shel chedva. A kinus shel chedva, he was quoting Kadmonim, that a kinus shel chedva is prohibited, and therefore an Avel is supposed to refrain from these things, which mean mi'ikar d'dina, unless there are other extenuating circumstances, really to go out as the Avel as a family, let me rephrase that, the Avel to go out to social contexts is going to be problematic. To take out one's family to a restaurant and so on, presumably would not. But it means to going to other homes, and to participating in other mesibos and so on and so forth. Again, when one's dealing with extended family, like a Hanukkah mesiba and so on, it gets a little bit more difficult because there it's a basic family function. But I guess the best example would be it's a real shaila about going out for Shabbos. You know, to go to someone else's house for Shabbos, having a few families together on Shabbos, general Simchas Mereus, even a Shabbaton, if Chas v'Chalila, there was someone who was an Avel and a Shabbaton, that's not Pashut as well, that an Avel participating. For that Halach L'maisa, I think we need to leave for particular circumstances, but that's the rule of thumb, that we have quite a sharp Lashon from the Bach, Lahazmin Olizamen, so that is prohibited. If this is Chamur, here's a chumrah from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik felt that almost all social settings, every asifa qualifies as a simchas mereus. Rav Miller said it very well. He said that the only reason a person goes to a ball game, the bottom line is that the Talmidim used to say that Rav Soloveitchik held to go to a baseball game would be usher for an avel. Why? Sir Miller explained very well. He said, a baseball game, why is a person going to a baseball game and not watching it on television? So the answer is that there's something about watching a game with 40,000 people. He could see the game better. So the point is that he's going to that setting specifically to be in a context with others. And therefore, Rav Soloveitchik held it was usher. This story could only take place with giants in YU. And that is that, therefore, the YU boys said that, according to the Rav, it was also usher to go to the movies. That going to the movies is usher. To which Rav Miller said that they asked Rav Aaron Soloveitchik about going to the movies. So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik disagreed with his brothers. He said that it would not qualify as Simchas Mereus, and it would be mutter. He said, but provided that's a movie that you're allowed to see. So then the boys asked him, so what movie would be acceptable? So he said, 101 Dalmatians. That's the story. Anyhow, at the end of the day, in most other yeshivas, that wouldn't be a shaila. But when it comes to this issue of an asifa, then that would be aser as well. So any type of asifa would be prohibited as well. And this was also an afkamina, by the way, for Rav Soloveitchik in terms of avelus of Sfirasa Omer and also the 3 weeks and so on, going to a baseball game as well. Continuing, yeah. No, Aseres Tefillah would not be. No, because it's Tefillah. That's why. It's not Simchas Mereus. In other words, here they're experiencing a Dvar Rishus, and the Dvar Rishus is being transformed by the fact that there are a bunch of people around. By the way, but it wouldn't only be a professional basketball game. It wouldn't even be the max game. If there would be some exciting three-on-three tournament and so on and so forth, where people come and watch. So then, in such a case, that would be problematic. So if I remember, I mean, I didn't go to the real camps. I went to Camp Tarvadas. But those basketball games in Camp Tarvadas were really, really intense, and the whole camp is there and watching, etc., etc. So it seemed to me that that as well would be a real shaila according to this approach, according to Rav Soloveitchik's chiddush. So then, in such a case, that would be problematic as well for an avel to participate. I don't think that most follower of Soloveitchik's chumra in this regard, but it's definitely something to throw out how far Simchas Mareyus goes. Anytime that this is, it's Reyim Ahuvim, where part of the context is the Reyus, so then that would be problematic. Yeah?
The shul has a kiddush after shul, not a special kiddush.
Right, but the whole point is that that's a hasman. I think lichatchila and avil should try not to participate. Something along these lines, which came up also in another simon, which we also skipped because we touched on very briefly, is it all the way in simon shin pei, and that is that there's an iser to go l'schora where there's simcha. Take a look. And Shin Pei Sif Chaf Hei, I made reference to it, but we didn't, now will be ma'aricha drop more. The Mechaber says, Al kol ha-meisim, asr at shloshin yom leilich b'schora l'merchak, te'ika pirsim gadol, v'doma l'simcha, shaholich b'shayara gdola, v'smeichim harbe b'derech. So there used to be these bazaars, these flea markets, and so on and so forth, where part of the thing was also a context of simcha. So the only time that's mutter is when a person, it's so obvious that he's been so socially isolated that his friends say, come with us. But until that point, that's going to be mutter. I don't want to elaborate now. It would be a fascinating question if his friends, he normally goes to a baseball game with his friends every month. And his friends say to him, my goodness, we haven't gone to the game for such a long time. Because over here, when it comes to Schora, his friends say, you haven't come with us to these bazaars for such a long time. So, unfortunately, Soloveitchik is not around to ask this question. I don't know if there are many who have developed more that shita. Either way, Yeshayim. Nachzor li inyanenu, the Rav Miller said there is a practical example is today, and that is business conventions, professional conventions. I don't know, let's see if you go on the doctor medical conventions. So when it comes to, so from what I understand, I'm not aware of any rabbi conventions. I've never been invited to one. So anyhow, so what's that?
RCA has a convention.
Yeah, I'm not even a member. So okay, so at the end of the day, okay. Well, don't get me started. So over here, it's just membership fees are too expensive. So that's certainly in Yanenu. Nothing political. It's a good example how someone can misunderstand something. So anyhow. Nachzor l'inyaneinu, in regards to professional conventions. So professional conventions, from what I understand, what happens is that the doctors come and they discuss new medical procedures and so on and so forth. But it's also a time to go on vacation. There's also social context. You know, people that they went to medical school together, old friends that see each other, just like smicha guys who were together, old friends. That's the opportunity. So that would be an example of the present day example of schora that would be aser. To go stam on schora, that's not going to be problematic. But to go on schora, which is those contexts, so then in such a case would be mutter. Finally, we've gone really, really late. Yeah.
Isn't that pikuach nefesh for sikkah? I mean, when doctors, especially,
for sure. If it's pikuach nefesh, then everything's mutter.
If it's discussing the newest technology.
Except for gimel chamur, of course. In other words, if a doctor knows that him going is going to make all the difference of the world in terms of his ability to treat patients, that there's nothing to talk about.
So isn't that usually?
I don't think that's. It depends. It depends on what it
I'm
is.
I'm not a doctor. I couldn't tell you.
We'll brief you afterwards.
Okay.
Like Rav Miller spoke about once, like a convention by like Mahon Pua, where they were discussing like heterim for like Beit Havos Nida or things like
right.
that.
Right. That's not what we're talking about. But there, when you have Mahon Pua generally does is you have a day where the Rabbanim come together. No, these conventions are usually 2-3 days and so on and so forth. That's more like a meeting of Rabbanim to discuss different shailas. That I don't think would qualify. Finally, here it's not so clear exactly. Oh, no. And this we must do. before we get to what's not clear. What is clear? Let's start with what is clear. In Shin Sadi Aleph Gimel, we continue on with, we need to discuss the chasana. I made reference to that Ramah, and let's go through with Sif Gimel. Likanes l'chupa shelo b'shas achila. L'shmoa brachos, yesh matirim v'yesh osrim, ela omen chutz l'sbayis l'shmoa habrachos. So to go into a chupa is a machlokis rishonim. And the minig is for him to stand outside of the house and to hear the brachos. Avolo yikanes l'sbayis klal b'shas ha'omdim sham, but one should not go into a wedding. So there is a discussion about a chuppah. There could be that a chuppah is permissible because all there is the brachos. Then it's permissible. However, the actual nesu'in is also. So once upon a time they had a chuppah in Beis HaKnesses against the Chassam Sefer. They had a basic hash. V'arachin sham birchas eres nesu'in. V'ein sham simcha klal. Mutter miyad achar shiva. Then it's going to be mutter already after shiva. Yesh osrim at shloshim. So for yud beis chodesh, everybody says it's permissible to go to chuppah. But there's some who say up until shloshim. V'cheinir li, v'yesh mekom shemachmir li osav omid kol yud beis chodesh chutz beis hakenes l'shmoa brachos. The maril was machmir. It would seem to me it doesn't only apply to the Rav of Krakow, it would apply also if it's important for the Chasan Kal to give a kibud to an Avel Toch Yud Beis Chodesh as well, he'd be able to go for that as well. Unfortunately, nowadays you have a little bit of a problem that there's also music and so on and so forth, but I think that Makom Sarach one could rely on that. V'chein yuchal ha'achnis chasen derech v'tzeinu sh'shnei anashim achnis nachasen tachas ha'chuppah v'yachal livosh k'tzas b'gdei Shabbos v'shoshim achnisim v'vad she'yachar shloshim v'chein noagin, again, as was asked earlier, our minig is to wear b'gdei Shabbos. Yesh matirin la'ava lecho b'sudas nesu'in ha'brismil im ha'misham shemin. This is very, very important. Here the Ramah says there are some who are matir for the avel to eat even at a wedding. Or a bris milah, v'amevin yavin. Why do you say bris milah? Because we're already more makel on bris milah. Okay, tzarech yun. Ima mishamshin, uvavad, shelo yeh b'mokum simcha kigon b'bayis acher. V'yesh osrim. V'chei noagin, rak sha'ovel mishamesham. Im yirtze v'ocho b'beiso, mimash shoshochon lo minasuda. Yesh matirin lo'avel lecho. Okay. The Ramah says like this. The Ramah says that even though going to a wedding is prohibited for an avel, however, if the avel sits with the waiters and he serves, so then in such a case, then the halacha is that he's allowed to participate. He's allowed to participate. The bottom line is that this heter is used commonly today. And that is, in cases of where it's close family members and it's a wedding, so then the Pnei Baruch has the following heter. You take a look at the Pnei Baruch in Chaf Hei Lamed Hei. He quotes our Ramah, and then he says the following. He says, the Aruch HaShulchan really thought that this heter only applies to those who are helping out in the kitchen. In other words, you can't get the family member into the wedding hall. They want to sit and work in the kitchen the whole time. That would be permissible. But not to hand the food to the guests. That's he's quoting from the Aruch HaShulchan, Sifkat and Gimel. However, the Aruch HaShulchan concludes that the general minhag is to be makel. This also is what the Das Torah writes in the name of the Beis Meir, that he's not allowed to be where the actual simcha takes place. However, the minhag olam is, I believe, to be makel. And that is b'makom, in an instance where the avel has close krovim that are getting married. It's not stam even a yedid, but let's say an instance where an aunt or an uncle, so then the heter goes in the following way. But listen to the way the Pnei Baruch quotes it from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashi. And that is, the lashon that's quoted from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is the following, unfortunately. It's now Zatzal, then when this is written with Shlita. To serve at the wedding means to serve like waiters do. Not like the hosts who honor their guests by bringing them a cup of wine. Some people use the heter that the avel goes around and he serves whiskey. So that's ridiculous. because that's the minig of specifically the host that goes around to serve whiskey. Rather, it means that the avel has to be to serve as a waiter. And that will the chura, Rav Miller was strong about this, that means not to take one plate and put it down, but rather for him to consistently work as one of the mishamshimim. And that's a legitimate heter in the Rama. That's a legitimate heter. Oh, so as far as sinning, so that's really not poshut at all. That's really not poshut at all. Rav Yashiv again makes that point where he says that he should be serving the whole time. One ha'ara, before we get to sitting, I'm going to get there, bli neder. One ha'ara in regards to the sitting is, before the sitting, is in regards to what mishamshimin means. Mishamshimin doesn't only have to be a waiter. What about if he photographs the entire time, or he videos the entire time? So that would be, for many, I think they would find that heter to be more of an enjoyable one, if you will, than being the waiter the whole time. Because again, the heter of bringing over a couple plates, that's not going to work. As far as what Ramosha had said about sitting, ain't a chanami. Some people misuse this heter, even if they chapped the heter of being a shamish, but we saw that the Ramah said to eat with the waiters. So there are two ways to go over here. Number one is he could go around from table to table photographing, and he'll have eat a little bit at this table, a little bit at that table, and you know, it's nikkur that he's not there as a regular guest, and that's exactly it, that he's not participating as per a regular Simchas Mereis. The other Eitzer Moshe would be is, here in Eretz Yisrael, I don't think we have this, but in America, I think, where the weddings are more elaborate, sometimes you'll have two tables for the band, and another table for the photographers, etc., etc. So if he sits at the table with the band, he doesn't have to sit, particularly with the waiters. I would imagine that the waiters don't even sit at all. But if he would sit with the band or sit with the photographer, then that might also be enough of a heter. But Eina Chanami, what people assume, just to elaborate on the extreme or the absurd, is that what people have is that the Avil picks up one plate and he gives it to the person who's sitting next, and he sits down and has his regular place with his regular table card. That's a chucha v'tzlula. That would not be a heter. However, if he does something throughout the chuppah, the chasana, as a mishamesh, so then in such a case it would be permissible. Finally, there is an important heter when it comes to parents. Eating at a child's wedding, so then in such a case, that is a different story. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Chelek Beis of Yoredeya, in Kuf Ayin Aleph, is Mako. He, however, is Mako with a lot of Tanayim. He says he should eat like the waiters. He says...
Was that different? What was it before? He should be a waiter?
What? Meikar Dedina, Ramosha says that he shouldn't eat like an invited guest. However, the Zera Emes is quoted by the Gesher Achaim. And the Gesher Achaim did not photocopy for you, but I gave you the Mar Makom of the Gesher Achaim. It's on the last page. Who quotes on, it's Amud Reish Lamed Gimel, it quotes from the Mar Shtam in Siman Reish Beis, that he is Mekel, and he has a beautiful Svara. His Svara is, and it could be there's room to rely on this, his Svara is that if the halacha is that the person who's necessary to marry off a Yosam or a Yosoma is allowed to participate, because without him the wedding wouldn't take place, so Totu Chas V'Chilu, the case of a parent, so then that would qualify, wouldn't be less, the Zera MS argues, than a Yosam and Yosoma. The Mar Shtam is also Matir, that's what the Gesher Achayim quotes, and therefore the Minhag HaOlam is that for parents to be even more Mekil than we had said in terms of the aunt and uncle. Rav Miller used a word that I had in mind to ask him today. I spoke to him today, but I forgot to ask him about this. Rav Miller used the word even davara aved, that it could be that this is such a davara aved, then in such a case it's going to be mutar. Ah, now I know why he said the word davara aved. Why did he say davara aved? Because the Gemara, that's right. Because the Gemara Ksubis Davdalad on the Beis said that Meis Av Shalimo v'chulei, the Gemara says to go ahead because it's going to be a davar aved, because you're going to lose the entire money of all the food that was prepared. So this, it would be a greater davar aved that if a child cannot have their parents at their wedding, so if you're matter that for the loss of money, so then in such a case, that would be matter as well. So bottom line is, it seems that we have a further heter. We don't even need to use the heter of Shamish when it comes to uncle and aunt. However, I come back to the previous yisod that to use the heter of Shamish should only be where, as Rav Moshe described, it was a very significant yedid, v'chule. Even if you use the heter of Shamish, in general, we have to keep in mind that Simchas Mareus is generally usher, and this is a, if you will, is a dechuya. It's quite a heter. And the heter is used, b'makum sarach gadol, but b'makum she'ein sarach, then the heter should not be used. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Mirza Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the Isra Avavisa Isha. Yeah?
So the
person
is paying for the wedding. Why do they have to be there? Why can't they pay for the wedding?
No, so the answer is that